This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. I blew it on the show today. I did not play Green Day when September ends. I screwed it up. On the show today, of course, we get to the Good Vibe Tribe. What do we do at 7:15? I forgot. Oh, the sleep stories. So Matthew McConaughey is on this Calm app where he reads you a story to help you go to sleep at night. So we decided to get in on the action. We all did them. And mine's really creepy. That's what we'll say about that. And then also, we talked about this in the Unfiltered After Show podcast yesterday. Have you ever been walked in on? Oh, I'd love to tell you this morning that the Boston Bruins beat the Tampa Bay Lightning last night, but that would be a lie.
Yeah, it's weird you're playing the goal horn because they didn't do a lot of that this series.
No, they did not do that at all. They lost in double overtime last night, 3-2. They lose the series 4-1. That is it. We are done for the year with the Boston Bruins.
It's just sad.
It was like two different seasons because They were clearly the best team in the NHL leading up to the beginning of the pandemic,
when
everything had
to
be shut down.
They had the most points. They won the President's Trophy, and it's just, they couldn't put it together in the bubble.
Well, they got a weird seeding in the little playoff thingy that they did to figure that out. You know, they were the best team, and they ended up with, like, the worst seed. And
they're just old.
Once you take a break for like a half an hour at our age, it takes you a long time to get worn back
up. Couldn't get those old legs moving again.
No.
And there are rumblings that was Zdeno Chara's last game. There are rumblings.
I figured.
You know. So well,
he's going to the Hall of Fame first ballot.
Well,
so.
Yeah, regardless of anything that happened this season, there's no doubt about that. So a good season nonetheless, just a weird season for the Bruins for sure. The Celtics will play tonight. That game is at 5:30
tip-off.
That's so
weird.
I love it.
Yeah, it's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome for us, not for the people who work till 5.
Don't care about them.
Are home more now. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, and just real quick, I heard the Fours closed down. 44 years the Fours was open down by the Garden. Now, their other two places are going to stay open, but it's sad.
It's just heartbreaking.
Institution.
You don't want to see any places closed, but especially the Fours. I was telling Carson this morning, one of my neighbors worked there. She was pregnant with three of her kids there.
Right.
Her kids ended up working there. Like, it's one of those places that it's so family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
The people just, like, all Celtics players go in there. All Bruins players go in there.
They had the best sports memorabilia of any sports bar. That's what I loved about
it. All their sandwiches are named after sports players. You get the Bobby Orr, you get the Larry Bird.
Like any sports bar down there can have a bunch of TVs and things like that, but all of the sports memorabilia. And the other thing that I loved is they would always have the newspaper, the sports section up above the urinal.
Right.
Like, that's old school to me. That's what I grew up with, and not every sports bar down there does that, so I love that. So sad news to report that the Fours is closing down after 44 years being open. Let's go ahead and get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So a photo of two girls in California doing school on the sidewalk outside of Taco Bell went viral this past weekend. I don't know if you saw this or not. So it turns out these two girls don't have Wi-Fi at home. Their school immediately gave them a hotspot to use, but they were sitting outside the Taco Bell, I guess, to log into their free Wi-Fi so they could do their schoolwork.
Yeah.
Then people found out their family was being evicted. Someone started a GoFundMe page, and in one day, it raised $115,000.
Wow.
You know, it's really sad, though. I was reading a little bit more about this story because this is right in Silicon Valley, right in California. You're talking about the tech center of the world.
Billions of dollars moving around.
Right. And here are a couple of young Latino girls who are just trying to get an education and don't have access to the internet. That was tough to see. So I'm glad a lot of people have come through
on that. That's where I like how GoFundMe works. So when the internet rallies around that.
Yeah.
Or it's like some guy's like, oh, a barista got yelled at and he gets $500,000. Yeah. It's a little weird, but that one is fantastic.
Good news, 2 out of 3 Americans say the crisis has actually made them a better person. Over half of us admit that we're a little embarrassed about the things we used to prioritize prior to the pandemic and now the things that we value since the pandemic has happened. A long-distance swimmer named Marion Cardwell was planning to raise money for charity by swimming across Lake Michigan, but the pandemic forced her to stay closer to home. So she improvised this weekend and swam back and forth along the coast near Chicago for 24 hours straight and raised over $10,000. You know, we've heard wearing a mask was to protect other people, not yourself. Well, it might be both. An infectious disease expert at the University of California thinks mask wearers are much less likely to get a severe case of COVID-19 because of wearing your mask. So you may still get it wearing the mask, but you'll get less of it and you won't be as sick. The mayor of Philadelphia had to apologize.
Oh boy.
Social media gets another politician. So the restaurants in Philly are closed, okay? You can't dine inside in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he was visiting Maryland, and somebody posted a picture of, whether it was he posted a picture of himself or somebody else did. He was sitting in a restaurant in Maryland eating.
Oops.
And his constituents in Philly were like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You got us closed up, but you're eating out
whoopsies
in Maryland?
It's like a parent. Do as I say, not as I do.
That is probably true. It's probably time to start making plans for Zoom Thanksgiving. Public health experts say that factors like schools reopening, cold weather, holiday travel, and fatigue over social distancing and masks will make in-person Thanksgiving risky. I was reading a story about the Spanish flu back in the early 1900s. And if you follow that timeline, here in Boston in December and January and February with the Spanish flu, all the cases, there was an uptick.
Right.
It was the same thing. People getting together with families over the holidays,
mm-hmm.
and they had to kind of lock it back down in January and February before they hit the spring of that year. A 67-year-old woman was kicked out of a bingo hall in Pickering, Ontario, Canada, when she refused to put a mask over the breathing hole in her neck.
Huh.
Yeah, she has, you know.
One of those things,
Yeah, just it applies to your neck, too, I guess.
Yeah, one of those smoker commercials.
Yeah.
Right. One more story. Your latest coronavirus product shortage is? Anybody want to take a guess what we're out of? We ran out of toilet paper. We ran out of bicycles.
We ran out of Dr. Pepper. We ran out of...
Yeah, after Dr. Pepper, it could be anything.
I know. Yeah. Lay's potato chips.
We are out of boats.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get a boat anywhere.
There was a boat guy on the news the other day, and he's like, I can't stop selling them. I can't stop selling boats.
Well, everybody's realizing there's nowhere to go anymore. You're not going to get an airplane. Think about all the people that would hop on cruise ships every summer, right?
Yeah.
Or hop on a plane to go on vacation. You're not going anywhere. So you're buying a vacation home or you're buying a boat. So, yeah, huge increase in boat sales during the pandemic because people have been looking for safe activities to do. And I understand we have some audio here. Dan, what is this?
Yes. So this is a mother who just picked up her iPhone and found a message from her daughter named Skyla. And she wants you to know you're amazing.
Being you is the happiest thing in my life. So I want you to know you are amazing. You can be anyone. You can do anything. You can.
She's like a little Chris Hemsworth.
That's it.
Matt talk with that young lady.
I love her.
She's a little hype machine.
You can be anyone.
You can be anyone, Annie.
You can do anything.
Mm. All right, real quick, the Good Vibe Tribe is brought to you by Coca-Cola.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1. As you settle in under the covers, with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute. Let's ask the question. How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment, the one we're in? I mean, how often do we really feel what's happening within and around us? Allowing ourselves to be moved, to be inspired, to be filled with gratitude for the mystery and the beauty of this universe and of this life.
No, I could sleep to that.
No, 100%.
I would fall asleep listening to Matthew McConaughey. That is on the Calm app, which his thing on the Calm app, and there's lots of people that do them, lots of celebrities. We mentioned earlier Harry Styles is on there. 11 million times that thing has been downloaded.
Yes, his is called Wonder, and it's the most popular one.
Until we do ours. We had the idea that we should do this and submit them.
Yeah.
Because once, I mean, we talk on the radio for a living. Yeah. Listen to us.
Absolutely.
And our voices.
Well, McConaughey gets all the love.
Right. I'm just saying.
Not anymore.
Have you heard Annie Dow's voice?
James Earl Jones, Velvet.
Dear 8-pound, 6-ounce newborn infant Jesus. Don't even know a word yet. Just a little infant. So cuddly, but still so all-powerful. We just thank you for all the races I've won. The $21.2 million. We love that money that I have accrued over this past season. Also, due to a binding endorsement contract that stipulates I mention Powerade at each race, I just want to say, Powerade is delicious, and it cools you off on a hot summer day. And we look forward to Powerade's release of Mystic Mountain Blueberry. Thank you for your all-powerful and your grace, dear baby God. Amen.
I almost fell asleep right here. What is that from?
Talladega Nights.
It's a great scene.
They're saying the prayer, the Kentucky Fried Chicken around the table.
I just shut my mic off when you started because I didn't want to mess you up from laughing.
My turn. You always got to clear your throat before
Perfect.
You.
It's very calming.
Yes. Beat it up, baby. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this cookie right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, I'm kinda wild. Look at my mouth, look at my thighs. The water is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play, I'll wear a disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make me dream, make me a stream out in public, make a scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you how I got this ring. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet and gushy. Give me everything you got for this wet and gushy.
Is it over yet?
I want to go home.
I want to take a shower.
Cardi B there?
I didn't think we were going to go there.
No, is that not calming to you?
I'm sorry.
Ready for a nap?
Okay. Jumped in the cab. Here I am for the first time. Look to my right, and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning, and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure. And I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio and the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up. They're playing my song. And the butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like, yeah. Moving my hips like, yeah. I got my hands up. They're playing my song. You know, I'm gonna be okay. Yeah, it's a party in the USA. Yeah, it's a party in the USA.
It's my new bedtime soundtrack.
Everybody in Boston is sleeping right now. The entire city is asleep after listening to three of us. Andy's having a moment right now.
I'm still rattled from you.
Oh, yeah.
didn't think you were going to do it.
You didn't think I was going to do WAP from Cardi B?
Not even
really
a little
did.
Bit.
You really did.
Like you went all the way in there.
I did.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
A lot of thoughts and reaction to all of us reading stories for the Calm app, guys.
Well, one specifically.
Let's see. From the 978, I have the Calm app. My favorite is Ferris Bueller's teachers reading a chapter from A Wealth of Nations.
Ed Rooney.
From the 978, send me that audio, Carson.
Why?
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
You going to sue him?
From the 774, Carson, that was creepy and strange. Definitely would not put me to sleep.
Nightmares.
From the 718, Dominique here, Carson wins.
Where?
From the 978, Carson, I thought it couldn't get any worse than the Friday free-for-all. I was wrong. You outdid yourself. And from the 781, Carson, did you really just read that? I know. It was really calming. You're welcome. I hope you enjoy your sleep this evening. You're going to be sleeping so well.
Yeah, that nightmare fuel in your brain.
So scared.
If you missed that, we will put it up in the podcast. You can get it through the iTunes podcasting app or at radio.com. Kennedy is out today. Andy's going to do the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. We have some breaking news from our favorite ginger singer, beautiful man.
Oh.
Mr. Ed Sheeran took to the Instagram. He said, hello. A quick message from me as I have.
Oh, that's what he said. You're not mocking him.
He
wrote
said,
it E-L-L-O.
Hello.
Yes.
A quick message from me as I have some personal news I wanted to share with you. Last week, with the help of an amazing delivery team, Cherry gave birth to a beautiful and healthy daughter, Lyra Antarctica Seaborn Sheeran. We are completely in love with her. Both mom and baby are doing amazing. We are on cloud nine over here. We hope that you can respect our privacy at this time. Lots of love, and I'll see you when it's time to come back. Love it.
Hey, congratulations to Ed.
Beautiful baby girl. So the picture is just a nice like pair of socks on a blanket. No picture of the baby yet because that's not really Ed's style. But we're so happy for him.
Antarctica.
Little baby Antarctica.
Lyra Antarctica Seaborn Sheeran.
And Seaborn is his wife's.
His wife's met last name.
Maiden last name.
Yep.
Or maiden name, I guess.
Yep. Mm. So I can't wait to see a picture of her.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she has
red hair.
Red
you
hair.
Think? You think?
I really hope so.
Thoughts? Lots
oh,
of red
I think
hair?
It's definitely going to be ginger.
Yeah.
Mm. Is red hair dominant gene? That's what we need to figure out.
I didn't pay attention to science class.
No
red
genetics
hair
for
is,
you?
I think, is recessive.
Dang it.
I'm still stuck on Antarctica.
I know.
That's wild.
Like, Antarctica. I think Lyra is a nice name. Antarctica beautiful. Makes me think it should be like a Powerade beverage.
I wonder
like
why. There's like got to be a story
like a
there.
A blue one, like a deep blue beverage, yeah. Powerade.
There's got to be a story there. Do you think they were in Antarctica?
When
no, there's seven people in Antarctica.
And Ed Sheeran would be one of them.
Yeah, maybe.
There's
he
more
like,
penguins
just,
than people.
You just
he
never know.
He hates being famous, and I think he would move there.
Yeah, there's got to be a story behind it, some wonderful story.
I think celebrities just name their kids stuff sometimes.
Yeah. Like there was a map there, and they threw the dart, and it landed on Antarctica. They had a 1 in 7 chance.
Little baby Antarctica.
Perfect.
Could have been little baby United States or little baby North America, but we got Antarctica.
All right, let's move on to Mariah Carey and on this uncomfortable interview on Ellen DeGeneres. So this is an interview back in 2008, but obviously people are digging for just kind of negative things about Ellen now with everything going on. But this is pretty bad.
Okay.
So in here's what the interview sounded like.
All right, let's play this.
People are saying that you're pregnant. There's rumors.
Don't discuss that.
All right. Well, you don't have to.
No, that's okay. No, honestly,
you
how
don't
do
have
I,
to answer
I...
me. Let's just toast with champagne and decide.
But they've
if,
been saying that since we. Some champagne. It's just fattening. So,
you can't
you know.
Have champagne?
That's not champagne because you can't.
No, it
have
is.
Is it really?
Yeah, you want to taste it?
I can't believe you did this to me, Ellen.
What? No.
Are you trying
I'm
to
not
just...
going to ask you if you're pregnant
this
or not.
This is peer pressure.
Say.
You see what Ellen is doing? This is peer pressure.
So she keeps pressuring her to drink the champagne, and Mariah wouldn't drink it, and Ellen kept saying, you're pregnant, and you know, they hadn't talked about it before that she was on the show.
Uh-huh.
Turns out Mariah was pregnant, but she had a miscarriage, so she didn't want to talk about it. She wasn't ready to publicly talk about it.
Mm.
In 2010, that's when her and Nick Cannon had their twins, but this was, again, back in 2008, so it was just a really uncomfortable, like Mariah was just saying, you know, I don't want to throw someone under the bus, I don't want to kick her while she's already down. but it was a really hard thing dealing with the aftermath of that because you're dealing with this so privately, and she's saying, you're pregnant. Oh, drink the champagne. Just drink the champagne.
Right.
And again, like, obviously.
You don't know. This is weird to me because I've been in this situation before where there are rumors out there about a celebrity, and I've had a chance to interview them. And I kind of have to push a little bit, like when we interviewed Shawn Mendes at the Beach House, and there were rumors about him and Camila Cabello. And I tried to, you know, as politely as I could, but push a little bit because you want to find out what's going on because those stories are out there.
Yeah.
And your boss is sitting there looking over your shoulder like, get the question, get the answer.
But behind the scenes, they also have people going, don't bring this up to him a lot of times. Or
please don't ask him about this. Please don't ask her about that.
But see, I would have thought the opposite. So I believe in a lot of these interviews with celebrities, it's so pre-planned that somebody does a pre-interview with Mariah and they tell Mariah, hey,
Ellen's
going to ask you about this.
I mean, this was in 2008, so obviously things are way different now. I think things are way more sensitive now than they were then. But still, it's just, if you watch Mariah's body language in the interview, too, it's
that's
just really
tough.
Uncomfortable. It is.
But I don't think there was malicious intent. I don't think that lends itself to what people are saying about the way some people were treated on the show by some higher-ups.
But obviously, it's all going to tie in now.
Somebody texted in and said that Ed Sheeran's daughter's initials spell Lass, L-A-S-S.
Oh, that's
maybe that
so
was
cute.
The,
that is so cute.
That's nice.
And I want to tell you guys about this one particular Swiftie. So we know Taylor Swift's fans, they don't play. They don't play when it comes to showing love for her. They don't, you know, all of it. This kid's name is Matthew Abels, and he took his love for Taylor to a whole other level. Here's a little bit of what that sounded like.
All right, so here's the big reveal. This is the theme park map I put together. I worked on it for a few hours every day this month and spent the last week perfecting the finishing touches. Every ride, show, restaurant, and attraction is designed by me and completely original to this park. Although, everything was of course inspired by a Taylor Swift song, lyric, album, or music video.
So it's like Dollywood for Taylor Swift?
So he created, I'm not kidding, this YouTube video is 28 minutes long.
Right.
It has 7 lands, the amusement park that this kid created, each dedicated to a Taylor album. So there's, he created this all, and then she dropped Folklore, and he goes, thanks a lot, Taylor Swift. Now I have to add this. It is the most intense, intricate, detailed, cool thing I have ever seen. But just the amount of thought that he put into it.
Would go. Swift, what are we calling it? Swiftyland?
I'm sure he put all that Swiftie work in. World. He must have a name.
Right?
He
have a name?
He says it's called Wonderland, but I'm sure he'll make something better. So some of the rides is there's an Out of the Woods log flume, a Shake It Off dance party stage, a 1989 commissary, and Wildest Dreams swinging ride. Carson, so when that opens, I'm sure you'll be the first.
I've been to Dollywood. I would go to Swiftyland.
But honestly, if you have a chance to go watch the video, the kid is just...
That's wild.
He's just so excited about it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You know, I'm a nerd for technology stuff, and I wanted to share this story because I think it's super cool. So, you know, we stream on the app, on the radio.com app, and our company announced yesterday a deal with General Motors. So our app is going to be integrated into your car stereo.
That's so cool.
You know how you punch up Mix 104.1 on your radio.
Yeah.
Now you'll also be able to punch up Mix 104.1 to the radio.com app. It'll be integrated into your studio. So essentially, I'm trying to look what cars all fall under GM. You have Chevrolet, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, whatever car is under GM. It'll be right in your radio, which I think is super cool.
That's Can't awesome. Get rid of us.
Right. So let's say you're on the border of Canada and you try and punch up 104.1 and it's a Canadian station.
Happened to me recently. Can happen to you.
Right. If it was built into your car stereo in your vehicle, you just hit the radio.com app, bring up Mix 104.1. You could be on the border of Canada listening to Justin Bieber on Mix in Boston.
Because they had French 104.1 up there. Let me tell you, it's different.
So anyway, I think that's pretty cool. If you don't have our app, please go download it right now. It's free in the app store. It's called radio.com. Kennedy is out today and he's going to do the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the dirty on the 30. With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty on the 30 is sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile. Visit Metro today to check out amazing deals on new phones and tablets. So really quick, if you didn't hear, Ed Sheeran has some awesome news for us this morning. Took to the Instagram to say, hello, quick message for me as I have some personal news I wanted to share with you. Last week, with the help of an amazing delivery team, Sherry gave birth to our beautiful and healthy daughter, Lyra Antarctica Seaborn Sheeran. We are completely in love with her. Both mom and baby are doing amazing. Mm. We are on cloud 9 over here. We hope that you can respect our privacy at this time. Lots of love, and I'll see you when it's time to get back. Oh, I can't wait to see that baby.
Mm. Congratulations to them.
Yes, yes. They're such a lovely couple. I'm so happy for them. Let's talk about BTS. They're having just the best week of all time. They performed for the first time on the VMAs. They shattered YouTube record for the most views in 24 hours with over 100 million views. And now they have a number one song. So this is Dynamite if you didn't hear it yet.
Their movement is undeniable.
Oh, is that what they said?
Oh. Light it up like dynamite.
That's catchy.
Yeah, it is. This is the K-pop band's first ever hot number one, making them. This is also their first all South Korean group to have a number one. The song also tops the digital song sales chart with 265 downloads sold, which is the biggest sales week since 2017 when Taylor Swift's "Look What You Made Me Do" came out.
Right.
They are just on a rocket ship all the time.
What is that lyric again? What is it? Light it up like.
Yeah, it's not at this part. It's in the main thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
And it's crazy because, like, some of them don't even speak English, and, like, their lead guy learned to speak English from watching Friends on TV.
Yeah. Mm. During the, they did, like, a pre-show interview during the VMAs, and you can tell each of the seven members, I'm assuming, have been working on their English because they each tried to answer a question, which I just, they're just such awesome guys.
Did you know I speak Korean?
Oh, you spent some time there.
I was there for 18 months.
How many words?
I mean, it's a lot of it's gone now.
Right.
You know, I still remember like annyeonghaseyo, adashi, or ajima. Like, I, you know, I could do some of the simple things. But when I was there, like, I took some classes and
you're
I could
just ingrained in it too. You know.
Yeah. I could write like my I learned to write some. The actual language is very similar to English in that it's a smaller alphabet. So I think there's maybe 24 letters in their alphabet. Mm-hmm. But they have some weird rules, like, you know, but anyway, it's not that hard to learn. Like, it's not like Chinese, right?
Right.
So it's just a much easier language to learn. Yeah. So I think it's cool that they learned English.
Yeah, my father was in the Navy and he sailed around Europe. He said he could only speak two words, but he could order a beer and french fries in every country in Europe.
That's all you need to know.
That's how we got
the
through.
The bathroom, beer, and french fries. There you go. And if you've been on social media over the last couple of days, you've seen a ton of amazing tributes to Chadwick Boseman. And Michael B. Jordan posted yesterday, and I just think he said some beautiful things. So if you saw Black Panther, obviously they shared the screen together. He said, "I've been trying to find the words, but nothing comes close to how I feel. I've been reflecting on every moment, every conversation, every laugh, every disagreement, every hug, everything. I wish I had more time." He said, "You cared about the kids, the community, our culture, and humanity. You cared about me. You are my big brother, but I never fully got the chance to tell you or to truly give you flowers while you were still here. I wish we had more time. I'm more aware now than ever that time is short with people we love and admire. I'm going to miss your honesty, your generosity, your sense of humor, and incredible gifts. I'll miss the gift of sharing space with you in scenes. I'm dedicating the rest of my days to live the way you did, with grace and courage and no regrets." And he ended it with saying, "Is this your king?" And he said, "Yes, he is. Rest in power, brother."
Wow.
If you get a chance, go look at some of those photos. A ton of the cast of Black Panther are obviously sharing some really nice behind-the-scenes moments with him.
I heard on the news, too. So he's from a small town in South Carolina, Anderson. Yep. It kind of sits in between Charlotte and Atlanta. And they're talking about taking down some of the racist...
One of the Confederate statues.
And then putting up a statue in honor of him.
Which would be incredible.
That would be fantastic for sure.
And another cast is reuniting. The cast of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is coming to HBO Max.
Let's go!
Dan, I know you are so hyped for this. They are celebrating the show's 30th anniversary with all the series regulars. So you're going to see Will Smith, Fonso Ribeiro, DJ Jazzy Jeff. Set to tape on September 10th and is slated to come out around Thanksgiving. So
you need to go back and watch the first. I'm going to give you a little tip. Go back and watch like the first one or two episodes of The Fresh Prince and see how bad Will Smith was. So he didn't understand how to be an actor yet.
Yeah, he was a rapper.
Yeah.
So he was memorizing everybody's lines, all of them. And so if you watch closely, don't look at the person speaking. Watch him. And you can see his mouth mouthing their words as they're speaking.
Oh, that's so good.
So that he can keep track of what he's supposed to say when he says them.
Well, he figured it out.
Honestly, he's made a nice career for himself, I think.
That show holds up, too. It does. There's some shows from the early, like, 90s era that aren't.
Yeah,
that
I agree
look kind of cornballish now. Right. Saved by the Bell.
They hit a lot of points that I feel like we're still talking about today. And Dan, I know how much you love it. So.
Well, yeah, it was. I mean, they faced racial issues.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a successful judge and lawyer in California and was dealing with racism all the time.
I just think about the episode when he's talking about like his dad and he says like,
why he don't want me, man?
Oh, gets me every single time. So I'm excited to see that. That'll be out around Thanksgiving, like I said.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Tell me what your dad said.
They have no firewall.
And what does he want?
He wants me to get off the bomb.
He wants you to get the fireball?
No, he wants me to get off the bomb. And now I'm real mad.
That is my son Barrett at Kennedy's birthday party where he was propped up on the bar.
Oh.
I think they were doing Fireball. Are they trying to convince Barrett to order Fireball?
He wants me to get off the bar.
Right? Oh, my gosh. We're ruining that kid.
I don't know. I think he's going to be fun. That's how you turn out funny, stuff like that.
It's true.
We are ruining this kid. And we're going to have a conversation here, and I just want to let you know, we're going to try and be as clean as we can, but if you have kids listening, this might be a time to just like turn it down for a moment.
Because, earmuffs, children.
Yeah, we got into a conversation during the Unfiltered After Show yesterday on the podcast. So we do this podcast now 4 days a week. We post it usually at about 10 a.m. And we get to talk about things that maybe we didn't get to on the show that day, or sometimes just things that we don't think would be appropriate for the show. And so I brought this up during the Unfiltered After Show, thinking it wasn't really appropriate for the show. But after we had the conversation, producer Dan was like, we need to play this on the air.
It's too funny not to.
It is. And so what happened was, over the weekend, my son, he kind of walked in.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the reaction of everybody yesterday on the Unfiltered After Show podcast.
No.
Oh, is this the Barrett?
This is the Barrett.
Is this the first time?
No, I remember.
Is this the first time him knowing what it is, though?
So that's the interesting thing, what happened. So Barrett went to bed, and apparently we try and allow enough time for him to fall asleep, because our bedroom is, you know, we live in a four-story city place. So our bedroom is right over top of his bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's creaky.
Right.
Someone needs some carpeting.
We have carpeting.
More.
Who wants to have this cool new room at the other side of the house?
Who wants to move into the garage? I just did the floors.
Right. So my wife and I, you know, retired to the bedroom.
Look, I just love that this is happening. You've been married this many years. So let's just give a round of applause.
Retire to the bedroom.
By the way, we shall do the horizontal mambo.
Yeah.
For the second night in a row.
What's going
Two
on?
Two nights in a row.
Oh,
I hope I never get married. If
me
that's
too.
Friday night and Saturday night. Are you kidding me?
It's like two nights.
Let's go. So
Barrett has a sister coming. Is that what you're telling me?
No. So all of a sudden we hear like the door knock, the door swing open, and Barrett starts coming up the stairs. He's like, Dad, is Mom okay?
You guys wrestling?
Wait, stop. Stop.
Is Mom okay?
Oh, are you giving her a massage?
Oh my God, I have a pit.
Sounds like she was screaming a lot. Is she all right?
I have a pit the size of Antarctica in my stomach.
Do you not have a door that locks, my
No,
friend?
There's no lock on it.
Oh, Carson.
Guess what Mommy's buying you at the Home Depot today?
What did you say?
Yes, she is wrestling. Yes, massaged.
Because I am the epitome of cool, calm, and collected. I'm like, what? And he's like, Mom, is she okay? I'm like, What are you talking about? He's like, I just heard Mom screaming. I was like, that must have been outside, Barrett. Mom's asleep.
Or did you not stand up and say, damn, right?
Oh, my God.
That's how we do in this house, Tankerman.
Tankerman. Oh, my God.
So did you ever get caught?
God.
No, not really.
No.
Yeah. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't have kids. And I don't have... And I never really did it at a parent's house, so. Mm-hmm.
Right.
No. Yeah. I don't think so. No. I'm going to say
Annie?
No.
Yeah.
This weekend?
No. No.
Did he sleep in the same bed as you?
We did sleep in the same bed. I didn't get caught. I'm better than that. No. When I was, I don't know, maybe 18 or 19, I was on vacation with all of my friends, and my friend just walked in and like had a full conversation. I was like, can you go?
I'm kind of in the middle of something here.
Well, something here.
Producer Dan?
Oh, yeah, a bunch of times. But I'll just tell you, the very first time was when I lost my virginity. And my mother walked in with fresh-baked cookies.
Yes, she did.
For me and the girl. Oh. She's like, I baked you guys cookies. I was like, close the door. We don't want any cookies right now. We'll have them later.
Sweet right. Nancy Breslin.
Yeah.
My mom walked
like,
in.
Knock first.
My mom walked in on me and my high school sweetheart or my high school girlfriend.
I just would see her coming in there and like giving tips. Do you know what I mean? Like she's a different kind of a mom.
Now, I don't. I hope
crossing
she's not.
Crossing a line? You
I hope she's not that different.
My mother giving me tips.
She's just a different kind of a mom, is what I
no,
mean.
No, not
say.
Like that. No, that kind of. We never had those conversations. No. I don't think she realized what was happening, but she stood there for.
She did.
Wake up with Carson and Kennedy.
I listen every morning.
Getting ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Mornings on Mix 104.1.
So anyway, that was a conversation we had yesterday in the Unfiltered After Show podcast.
The horizontal mom book gets
Let's
me every
get
time.
It on.
Oh my God.
So you can get the Unfiltered After Show podcast. Again, it goes up Monday through Friday, right around 10 a.m. It's about 20 minutes long. And we have a rule for the Unfiltered After Show. Nobody else on the show can know what you're going to bring up during the show. So it's all what you're hearing is just kind of spontaneous, off the top of our head. We just react honestly and openly about whatever subject is brought up. And that's
you get stuff like that.
And sometimes you get stuff
you're
like
welcome.
That. Sometimes it's stupid stuff about getting a chip in your head from Elon Musk.
That's not stupid. That is a very important conversation we need to have.
I agree. So subscribe to that, the iTunes podcasting app or at radio.com. And if you do subscribe, please leave us a review on there. We would appreciate that a bunch.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.